This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this next segment is not going to be very PC, okay? I mean, we got to talk, we got to say it like it is. And for anybody who lives near a casino, I do because I live in Nevada, but, you know, there's a casino opening up in Florida. We have casinos in the Midwest. Many of you are kind of excited about the casino reopening. And for those of us who really, really know casinos, though, we're like, we're not even going to recognize it. We will not recognize it. And I don't even think I'm going to gamble. Now, I come from a family who gambled. And my father liked to gamble. He taught me how to play craps, taught me blackjack. I taught myself roulette. Oh, but it's a pretty game. It's like, that's a game for girls. That's a girl game. You need to play craps like me. You want to be the man? You want to be like a man? You play craps. Okay, Dad. Yeah, I want to be like a man because I like to stand. I'm not a sitter. I'm a stander. I want to stand when I pee. I want to stand. I want to stand when I gamble. That's gone, by the way. You're not going to be able to sit. You're not going to be able to stand. You have to sit when you play blackjack now. You can't stand at a blackjack table. You're going to have to sit. Yeah, they make you sit down. All right. Same thing with roulette. You have to sit. Craps, you could stand. So I guess I'm a little bit, I'm not a big craps fan because it's, that's, I don't do as well with that. But the way casinos have been laid out and made is when you walk into a casino, it's all about zoning in on your senses, all about bombarding you with everything sensual. So you got the bright lights, you got the big, huge room and the energy. You have a floor that usually the floor of the casino. This is how it was made in the 80s. The floors of the casino would be really noxious looking, really obnoxious, because they didn't want you looking down at the floor. They wanted you looking back up, because back up, you look at the tables. Before they went to all digital, you would hear the clanging of money, and you would just hear the clang, 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 and oh, that would just get you going. The green tables with the of the, you know, blackjack and the roulette, it's soothing with the different colors. All of that was manipulated. We're being manipulated. Many tables turned red for the more energy to keep you awake. When you look at an all red table, you kind of stay awake. It's harder to fall asleep. The green might soothe you a little more, but it also makes you more relaxed. If you've ever touched a poker chip, the poker chip is one of the most amazing textures out there. It's soft. You just want to play with it. When it leaves your hand, you want another one. Now, mind you, I'm not a gambler. Okay? I mean, the most I gamble at a time is $20, if that, and that's like maybe once every 9 months. But I appreciate all the tactile and all the different stimuli out there. You have pretty women. You have women in very scantily clad dresses and things like that for cocktails. The bartenders are hot. It's supposed to be a playground for the eyes and the ears, for what you feel, what you touch in terms of the cards. Even the cards have a feel. And then free alcohol. When you gamble, it's free alcohol. As long as you're, you know, I mean, they sometimes take a half hour to get back to you, you know, so you can't just sit there, put one quarter and expect to get a free drink. But if you're playing there for a while, you get free drinks. So they got all the senses covered. With coronavirus and the new guidelines, okay, well, now there's a mask. So if there was somebody attractive, I remember my father and brother playing Keno, like, let's play Keno. And you're like, well, why? You guys suck at Keno. Yeah, but look at the Keno lady. You know, the Keno lady was hot. Okay, well, now with the mask, how do you tell if they're hot? How do you play poker with a mask. Now, I've won two tournaments. I won third place. So I play some poker tournaments once in a while whenever I'm at a conference. I need to read the faces. I need to see them bite their lip. I need to see their mouth. How do you do that? Playing poker. Poker now, you have to wear masks. I wrote an article on how the tables look. I don't know if you saw this, but in Florida, Andy Slater, he's a broadcaster and TV host. He posted pictures of the plexiglass poker tables that they're going to try out in Florida. Basically, you have plexiglass all the way around. Your hands go in, although you're only allowed to touch the cards with one hand. You can't really touch them with both hands. And you could sit there and look at your cards, and everybody's surrounded by plexiglass. Now, there's a reflection. There's a reflection, so I don't know how they're going to handle that. They say, well, the pit bosses are going to make sure that nobody's cheating. But the plexiglasses cause reflections, so I think people are going to see your cards. I don't see myself ever playing poker where everybody's wearing a mask. You could have no more than four other players there, and you have plexiglass. I don't see that working. And then if you also take a look at all the tables, there's no cup holder for alcohol. All right, all these tables are, the craps might have some room down below for your alcohol, but you don't see any cup holders for alcohol. Well, you know, when you gamble and when you you want a drink, you want a joke, you want to pat somebody on the back, you want a high five. You want to high five somebody when the dealer gets the bust card. When your whole table of six, which can't be anymore, now the max is four for blackjack, your whole table gets that dealer to bust, you're high-fiving, you're throwing tips, you're saying more drinks. It's all rigid. You're like in a, it's like you're in a voting booth. Which again, I don't understand. You have little voting booths now in the casinos, yet we can't go to a voting booth to vote for the election. Don't ask. So it's, I don't really see myself going in and gambling. I get the partitions, but if your partition is here, the air still floats above the partition. So they're calling them sneeze guards, you know, and which again, I don't mind barriers. I think barriers help even if it's minuscule, but you're turning a casino into what it's not. You know, are they going to start banning alcohol? If all the patrons can't stand in lines and they can't congregate and they can't go and get 99-cent shrimp cocktail or they can't get the $1.99 buffet at midnight like we used to have because there's no more buffets, you know, somebody drunk and tipsy and high, if you have to separate because you have to be in your own little thing, you know, it just I don't really see it looking like a casino anymore. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason for working the dials. All right, so I don't know how many of you guys have watched American Idol. I watched American Idol for years. It was one of my favorite shows. I love Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Daughtry. We've had some amazing Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken. There have been so many amazing stars that have come out, Fantasia, from American Idol, whether they won or whether they came in fourth place or whatever. And it's a great show. And Ryan Seacrest is one of my favorite broadcasters. He's only 45 years old, handsome as anything, but unfortunately he had some sort of a medical issue over the weekend. Now, his rep denied it, but I got very, very concerned, and I will support whatever the rep says, but I wrote an article on this, and I reiterated that the rep said he did not have a stroke, but it sure looked like one, or maybe a mini stroke. And And Ryan Seacrest is very, very sharp. He is always on it. I don't think he does drugs. He's always been just, you know, he knows exactly where to, you know, enunciate and punctuate his comments. He's somebody that I think new broadcasters need to follow and learn and watch. But on Sunday, apparently they were doing an American Idol from home. I haven't watched American Idol in the last few years. And apparently they were doing like American Idol from people's homes. And so here he was doing his thing. Everything looked fine. And then near the end, when he is cut back on to introduce the next set of contestants, he's different. He's a little less energetic, less sharp. He looks like he's trying to cover his face. One eye is wide. The other eye is winced like he normally does. You know, when you talk, you kind of wince your eyes. His mouth seemed a little asymmetric, and the words slurred a little bit. And it looked like he had to force the words to get them out. Now, this happened for a few seconds, and you see him try to cover his face in a way. And then with the next cutout or the next time he's on, he hides that part of his face, and then he very quickly wraps up the show. So something happened to the left side of his face. Now, we call something like that a palsy, or if the nerves aren't working correctly. But we don't know based on the video, and it was very transient because today he was back with Kelly Ripa, and he looked great. He looked fine. So this was a very transient, very, sporadic, acute change that happened right away, possibly resolved right away, but it was scary. And I guess people went to Twitter, people went to social media to go, did Ryan Seacrest just have a stroke? And I put the video footage of it on, and it's not, because again, like I said, I will support whatever his rep said. If his rep said he did not have a stroke, fine, I will report that. You know, in journalism, you report the news that you're given, all right? And, you know, but I want you guys to see what had happened, because if you do see this in one of your loved ones, you need to call 911. It could be a stroke. Now, other things could cause the ptosis or the droop of the eye. And the eye so much didn't droop, but just it looked like it was wide open. He couldn't close it. It just didn't squint like his other eye or blink. And the word slurring, we sometimes see that in something called a transient ischemic attack, which is like a mini stroke, where you lose a little bit of blood flow temporarily to part of the brain, but not enough to kill the brain. And it's just transient. And somebody has, it sounds like they had a stroke, but then symptoms went away and they're fine. So it might have been that. We see this in multiple sclerosis. It's a demyelinating disease where the linings of the muscle, of the nerves start to deteriorate. Bell's palsy we see, like let's say somebody has a cold and the virus decides to attack the facial nerve. That facial nerve will cause a drooping of the eye. It could cause a droop of the mouth. It could even slur speech. I've seen people do this with migraines. I've seen people do this with, you know, fatigue. They're just tired. Medications could do it. An infection could do it. Like an infection of the brain, a brain tumor could do it, and others. So, but again, I wanted to put this out there because, again, I'm a huge fan of Ryan Seacrest, and I'm glad he's doing well, and I won't say he had a stroke if that's what his publicist wants, but I want you guys to see that for the video, because that's what a stroke could look like, even if he didn't have one. So what is a stroke? Well, a stroke is where part of the brain doesn't get proper oxygen in the blood flow. If part of the brain is not getting the blood it needs, it's not getting oxygen. Two types of strokes. You got the ischemic and you got the hemorrhagic. And again, I'm not saying this is what Ryan Seacrest has, but strokes are pretty damn common. So we want to make sure people are aware, especially since nobody's going to the doctor these days because of coronavirus. I mean, you need to be on it because you're not going to have a doctor, you know, readily available going, yeah, bring him in. nobody's going to their doctor or their doctor's still closed because of coronavirus, then you're going to have to call 911. So ischemic strokes is where you have a clot or a blockage of the blood. Hemorrhagic is where you have a bleed. Ischemic strokes are more common. 80% of strokes kind of fall under ischemic. It's kind of like a heart attack, except it's the brain tissue that's being deprived of the blood and the nutrients, etc. Sometimes it can happen because of arteriosclerosis, high cholesterol, diabetes, causing plaques. These plaques that are along the arteries, such as like the carotid, will break off, go to a smaller part of the brain, and then cut the blood supply. Or let's say somebody has plastic surgery in a country that isn't using, you know, proper technique. Some air gets into a blood vessel. That air could travel and block access to the brain as well. Hemorrhagic strokes are less common, but they happen with a bleed. A bleed could happen if you have high blood pressure, if you have trauma. So if you're bleeding in the area, then that blood's not going exactly where it's going. That vessel's broken. Blood is going where it's not supposed to. So that's why that's considered a stroke also. So what are signs? Well, signs are wherever you're having the stroke, you will see it on the opposite side of the body. All right. Sometimes you can see it on the first side, the ipsilateral, but usually it'll be on the contralateral side. So if, God forbid, somebody like Ryan Seacrest was having those symptoms on the left, we would expect something going on the right side of the brain. And then you would see weakness on the left, loss of balance, or depending on where, what side of the body, numbness, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. Sometimes a tongue can deviate to one side. So what do we do for strokes? Well, it depends. If it's a clot, we got to break up the clot. So we'll start you on aspirin. We might use tissue plasminogen activator or TPA. Sometimes we have to remove the clot surgically. We need to widen the arteries. We need to sometimes add stents, get blood flow to the brain. With a hemorrhagic stroke, we got to do the opposite. We got to stop the bleed. We still have to improve flow of blood to the brain, but we have to control the bleed so you don't have bleeding and pressure, which could cause the brain to herniate and cause you to die. So there's a way to, let's say you have a ballooning or an aneurysm, there's certain techniques or coiling or endovascular embolization, other things to do to stop the bleeding. But that's not for you or I to worry about at this time if we're at home. What you want to do is you want to call 911. Now, the American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST for facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, T. Time to call 911. I would have remembered that, but if you guys could remember FAST, it's for facial droop, arm weakness, slurred speech, or speech issues, and time to call. So, yeah, whenever we do these acronyms, we do force it. But, just the slurred speech alone is enough for me to call 911. There was a case where somebody's wife had texted her husband, and the text was so garbled that the husband's like, something's not right. So he called medical help, and it turned out that she had a stroke. So even a text could look all garbled. So what puts you at risk for a stroke? Well, if you have high blood pressure, family history, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, abnormal heart rhythms, atrial fibrillation, smoking, drugs, obesity, not being active, having a clotting disorder, sleep apnea, being older puts you at risk. If you're older than 55, African Americans seem to be more at risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. Men seem to be more affected. So we want you guys to cut back on drinking, avoid drugs, tobacco products. We need to make sure your blood pressure is in control, sugar's in control, cholesterol's in control, and obviously get evaluated. What probably happened with Ryan Seacrest is maybe something transiently, or if it was Bell's palsy, he would still have that. But my guess is they did do a scan. I'm hoping they did a scan of the head, and it looks good. We don't know. But he looked great today, so that's a good sign. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Memorial Day in America, the day set aside to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to protect our nation's freedoms. Non-U.S. residents who travel to Brazil within 2 weeks will not be allowed entry into the U.S. as the president has issued a new travel ban in response to the virus pandemic, which has been picking up in South America. People are getting out of their homes across our nation this weekend to celebrate the holiday. Some examples: yesterday, folks packed a bar at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri with images on social media showing many not social distancing. A similar scene played out at a nightclub in Arizona where boxer Floyd Mayweather made an appearance. And on the boardwalk in Ocean City, Maryland.
It's really crowded. It's beautiful out. You know, it's fun. Everybody's having fun.
President Trump is to visit Fort McHenry in Baltimore today to mark the holiday. And this is USA Radio News. A manhunt continues as police in two states are looking for the suspect in at least one murder and another attack that left a man seriously injured.
We know that he is armed and dangerous.
That's Connecticut State Trooper Christine Jatema, who says authorities in Connecticut and in Pennsylvania are looking for 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia as the primary suspect in the attacks that again killed one man and seriously injured another in Willington, Connecticut on Friday.
If anybody has any information or if they see this individual, please do not approach him and call 911.
Six people wounded in a shooting on Saturday night in Daytona Beach, Florida, as police say two of them were shot directly, four others hit by shrapnel. It happened as the beach town saw a record crowd celebrating the holiday weekend after Florida started to lift coronavirus lockdown restrictions. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right,
so
guys.
Pretty.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I love the environment, all right? I worked for the Environmental Protection Agency when I was in college. I love Mother Nature. I love Earth. I want to protect the trees. And the one thing I'm noticing as a business owner is the idea of protecting the trees and protecting the environment has kind of gone out the window temporarily. I'm seeing people in restaurants and stores spraying Lysol all over the place. We're hearing restaurants are going to do disposable menus, just pass out paper menus. We're hearing a lot of places using plastic cups. So they just throw out the cups. If you are not allowed to stand, be in the waiting room, in a salon, or in a restaurant, and you have to be outside, and outside is hot, you're being told to wait in your car. If you're told to wait in your car, and it's 90 to 100 degrees, you're going to turn the cars on. So, am I the only one that's kind of seeing a problem here? All right, I thought we were supposed to be environmentally friendly. And I thought that businesses may have to revamp and change everything to biodegradable and all that, yet with all these new rules, all that's going out the window and we're doing the opposite. All right? I own a couple salons. They're not allowed to wait in the lobby. If any customer wants a haircut, they have to wait outside. Well, if it's too hot outside, we tell them to wait in their car. And you aren't supposed to sit in a hot car, so turn your car on. We're inviting people to go back and do drive-in movie theaters. I love the drive-in movie theater. It was great with kids. We took our babies to drive-in theaters so they could cry, they could go pee-pee, we could change their diaper, they could, you know, giggle, we could do furfies, we could do ticklies, all the while watching, you know, the movie or whatever. But we're in a car. They're going to ask people to use more cars. Look at the cars lined up at the food banks or the cars lined up for the COVID testing centers. We're encouraging everybody to stay in their car. Drive. Don't fly and be around other people in the airplane. Drive. Okay, well, I thought driving can kind of mess with the ozone layer and the exhaust, and I thought we wanted less people in cars and we were trying to get people to walk. I thought we didn't want people idling in cars. What about Lysol and Clorox and spraying it all over the place? All right. I was at a salon. Got my hair done. Love it. Love you, Jerry. But I saw at the salon one of the other stylists was spraying around after the person left, which I think they were just trying to stay within guidelines and to clean. But I looked up Lysol and Clorox. Well, I have to double check with Clorox, but Lysol got an F from the Environmental Working Group. Environmental Working Group is a group that looks at what could be screwing with the environment. Lysol got an F. So here we are, spraying with Lysol and all that. We're wiping down surfaces, which I like. I understand it could grow super bugs, so that's going to be a whole other problem. So all these years where we've been telling you guys don't overdo it with the sanitizer, use soap and water, now that's out the window. I mean, it just the pendulum just swings back and forth. So now we're sanitizing everything. We're spraying things. Oh, and, you know, we talked about chemical illness. There's a lot of people with headaches and dizziness and, you know, is it COVID or is it because they're exposed to bleach and so much soap and so much, you know, because towels and stuff aren't supposed to be reused. We're using more paper towels. Look at what happened with toilet paper. We're now, rather than going to the store and buying things, we're asking for things to be shipped. Amazon, Walmart, all these companies who have done online business, they're using boxes. And I don't think all the boxes are biodegradable. We were talking about the casinos. The casinos now are thinking about putting up plexiglass. So people are putting up plexiglass. Is plexiglass biodegradable? Some are, but I think the average plexiglass is not. So I'm seeing all these companies turn to plastic. And me and my husband, we bought a bunch of paper plates, bunch of paper cups, you know, for coffee and stuff. Okay, here's your styrofoam. Weren't we not supposed to do that? I think we need a little bit of guidance. And the reason why I make a big deal about it is because many companies are spending a crap load of money refitting and repurposing so many parts to their business. We heard that restaurant is going to take all menus and just convert them to paper. So they're going to hand you a piece of paper, you read the menu, and then they could throw it out. Fantastic in terms of germs, but not good for the paper peeps. And why is the pendulum swinging? Well, because remember, we had nasty germs. Back in the 90s, when we learned about MRSA and we were seeing a lot of antibiotic resistance, and it was right before the pharmaceutical boom, people were freaking out and they said, look, okay, you know what? We need to go more disposable. You know, we wore more masks. We just decided to, you know, people weren't washing dishes right. I don't know what the heck, but we decided to go more plastic bottles. All right. The water bottle industry exploded and people were drinking, you know, from water bottles and all that. And, you know, everybody was happy. And then we noticed that all this stuff was, you know, ruining our oceans and ruining our environment. So they decided, no, let's go back the other way. Okay. We're going to recycle. We want to recycle things. So then we turned into a world of recycling. For the last 20 years, we have a separate garbage for recycling. We're going to recycle our stuff. All right? You know, kids, wash that plate. Clean it up good. You're going to use that plate again tomorrow. All right? We recycle. People were recycling their masks. No. Everything now is going back to disposable. And so what I'm a little worried about here is as soon as the, and that's what happens in politics and media, the conversation just keeps flowing back and forth. So everybody's been a little bit quiet about our carbon footprint and about paper and the economy. You know, we are using paper products whenever we use, make, you know, cardboard boxes and masks and things like that. I mean, we are using fibers. It's, you know, requiring trees, which we're losing. Once the pendulum swings back and it's all about the environment again, are they going to tell all these casinos, all these restaurants, all of us to now change to biodegradable? So I own a salon, and even though we've done this, we always change out the capes. Okay, I bought a whole bunch of more plastic capes. I think I have disposable ones coming. I'm like, that's great. They can put on a disposable cape, throw it out. Yeah, it'll be more expensive. But that cape is plastic. I thought we weren't supposed to be doing plastic. And so my worry is I'm spending all this money. All of us business owners are going through all this to make it all COVID friendly and social distancing and okay for the different phases, just to be probably next year told, no. Okay, no plastic. No. You got to stop using paper. No. You can't be spraying Lysol. It hurts the environment. So if you're going to decide and you're going to make all these rules and we have to spend all this money to plexiglass and use plastic barriers and stuff, you know, maybe we might want to think about just two steps ahead. Think about recyclable, biodegradable, I know it's going to be more expensive, sort of, you know, contraptions and objects, because if you have to turn around in a year and change everything to decrease your carbon footprint, that's going to be costly, and I'm worried that new wave is going to put people under. So if you're going to change to paper, get recyclable. If you're going to put plastic, get it biodegradable. If Lysol disinfectant spray gets an F, we'll find what the environmental working group likes that hopefully works. I don't know what to tell you. Honestly, I have a whole bunch of Jack Daniels at home. I just think about pouring that all over the place. You know, alcohol. But alcohol could also hurt the ozone layer. So I think we need a little bit of guidance, because what's ended up happening is we hear nothing about the flu. We hear nothing about strokes. If it wasn't for what happened with Ryan Seacrest, even though he didn't have a stroke, his rep said, nobody's talking about that because it's all about coronavirus. We aren't talking about the environment. So before that subject comes back, we all have to spend more money. We better talk about it now. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So nearly 4 million stimulus checks are supposed to be going out this week, but they're going to be going out by a prepaid debit card, kind of similar to the unemployment card. So the IRS has already delivered more than 140 million economic impact payments or stimulus checks worth about $239 billion. And they've done that by direct deposit to accounts of financial institutions, direct express card accounts, and by check. Now, some Americans will receive nearly 4 million EIPs, or their economic impact payments, by prepaid debit card instead of paper check. The card is free. The card is part of the Treasury's U.S. debit card program. It provides prepaid debit card services to federal agencies for the electronic delivery of non-benefit payments. And they administer it through MetaBank, Treasury's financial agent for the U.S. debit card program in 2016. It looks like a Visa. It does. It says Visa debit. They say it's important to note that the cards will come from MetaBank and not the IRS. Each mailing, according to Forbes, will include instructions on how to activate and use the card. Prepaid debit cards are secure, easy to use, and allow us to deliver Americans their money quickly. Recipients can immediately activate and use the cards safely. I would be standing guard by your mailbox. I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures online of mailboxes like completely opened and robbed. I would be very like, yeah, I would be standing guard. With an EIP card, you can make purchases at any retail location where Visa is accepted. And most places take Visa. I mean, I know a lot of places have issues with Discover or American Express because they have to pay fees. But usually Visa or MasterCard are pretty common. So MasterCard, Visa should be fine. I know, I should have, I didn't know about Visa stock. I'm not very good with the stock market. I just am not. But anyway, so you could use where Visa is used. You could get cash from in-network ATMs. You could transfer funds to your personal bank account without incurring fees. So if you're worried you're going to lose a card like I do, I don't have a debit card because I always feel like somebody's going to steal my wallet or something. I have like nothing in my wallet. And so I'm having my purse stolen so many times. I'm like, well, to heck with it. So I would probably, if I did get that, I would like convert it immediately to the bank account. You could also check your card balance online, mobile app, phone without incurring costs. The card also provides consumer protections available to traditional bank account owners, protections against fraud, loss, and other errors. So it's another way to provide stimulus money, and they're being distributed to eligible individuals who do not have bank information on file with the IRS and whose tax return was processed by the Andover or Austin IRS Service Center. All right, so hopefully those of you that did not get stimulus checks will get that. I'm worried about the farmers. We talked about how they've had to cull animals and, you know, turn the vegetables into mulch because there's not enough of a demand. You don't have as many restaurants open now ordering food. There's only X amount of storage space in the grocery store. So even though groceries went up, there's a bottleneck because there's only so much storage, okay? You know, if, you know, 2,000 restaurants in your areas have been shut down, then, there's not enough refrigerator space for grocery stores to hold the extra food, so the food goes nowhere. So they've been in trouble. So President Donald Trump has called for banning cattle imports from all nations who have not really been with us at a White House event. This is according to Daily Mail. He announced a new multi-billion-dollar program for U.S. farmers. He talked about a cattle ban, as well as slapping on new tariffs, as he provides $19 billion in aid to farmers to put money in their pockets. He said, why are we bringing in cattle from other countries when we have so much ourselves? This event was attended by farmers, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, and First Daughter Ivanka Trump. He said, it's a very small number, but it's still cattle coming in. We have tremendous amounts of supply, cattle, and you know all, but generally speaking, supply, tremendous supply, he said. Are the farmers... I think he meant all the farmers have done an incredible job. Now the distribution is being made much better than it has been. It will be better than it has been. So he said, I'm saying, why are we bringing in cattle? Old trade deals that were made a long time ago, why are we bringing in the cattle from other countries when we have so much ourselves? Now, if that's true, you know, if we are, you know, people are talking about a meat shortage. Well, the meat shortage isn't that we don't have enough cattle. The meat shortage is we've had all this meat that's going to spoil and no place to put it. And so the supply now is going to start dwindling. So the U.S. imported 530,000 head of cattle this year, according to Beef Market Central. We usually get our cattle from Mexico and Canada. Trade with both nations is governed by the USMCA trade deal. Speaking to Purdue, Trump said, now in some cases, I thought your answer was very good. They've been great allies. They've been working with us for many years. Sometimes we need the cattle, sometimes we don't. Then he added, I would say generally speaking, unless this is a country that really has been with us, we shouldn't be taking their cattle, and that's the way we're going to handle it. That's how what he said. So Trump announced to the Agriculture Department to give $16 billion in direct aid to farmers, $3 billion in food purchases to be used for a food box distribution program. So farmers suffering a 5% loss could get direct payments of up to $250,000 per person under the program. So it's going to aid dairy farmers, fruit and vegetable growers, and livestock producers. So they said the effort comes amid this, you know, unemployment issue, severe challenges amid meat processing plant closures because of the coronavirus. There have been reports of farmers euthanizing cattle and pigs, while daily farmers have been discarding milk supply due to distribution problems. And school and restaurant closures have impacted demands. So with schools being closed, people aren't eating at the schools. So, we'll see what happens. But I am a fan of the farmers, and I am glad they are getting aid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the mayor of Ithaca, New York, said the city could face dire consequences if its local colleges do not reopen their campuses this fall due to coronavirus. He says if the students don't come back in the fall, we're in real cataclysmic trouble. That's Mayor Svante Marek. Ithaca is home to Cornell and Ithaca College. Together, they have 26,500 students that contribute to a massive portion of its economy. The city has a population of 31,000 people. Oh, it's beautiful up there. I've never been to Ithaca, but it is exquisite, the pictures. He said it's not just the pizza shops, it's not just the bars, it's not just the restaurants, it's the barbershops, it's the nail salons, it's the accountants, it's the law firms. He said the ripple effects of all our students staying home and not coming back to campus would be crippling. His comments come the same day that Ithaca announced it would be reopening for students and in-person classes on October 5th, a month later than normal. Both Ithaca and Cornell University closed their campuses to students in mid-March to protect their safety amid the COVID-19 public health crisis. Now, Merrick is a Democrat who graduated from Cornell back in 2009. He says the city is also facing a budget shortfall from the crisis. Honestly, that budget deficit assumes that the students are not coming back in the fall. So Ithaca is part of the southern tier region of New York, among other areas, began phased reopenings. But again, this is just another example of where we're at, where if you don't have people in your economy or in your city living and staying home in their various cities. Now, those cities might do better. You know, so those 20,000 students that aren't going to Cornell, wherever they live, they'll go to those nail places and restaurants and all that. But, you see, this is kind of the art of the economy. Economies breed economies. You know, businesses breed more business. And universities supply a lot to the local area. And so if these people aren't coming back and if you have a university that is shut down and empty, then all those locals suffer. That's what we're dealing with Vegas right now. If nobody's going to the Golden Knights games, if we can't have fans at Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders, if Thomas and Mac isn't having basketball games, then everybody who works those games or works those venues are stuck. They might as well go someplace else and work. So, not an easy situation. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.